There's a song that we sing from time to time called My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. And in the chorus, it says, on Christ the solid rock I stand on, all other ground is sinking sand. I've always loved that song. I think it's a wonderful song. And we don't only sing about it, but it's also taught scripturally. And I kind of wish that I would have got a couple pictures of houses that were on firm foundations rather than bad foundations. Because if you've ever seen a house that was not built on a solid foundation, it would be probably, there would probably be cracks all around the house, all up and down the house. But I think that Jesus paints the picture beautifully for us that we can read about in Matthew chapter 4, verses 24 through 27. We'll have most of the scriptures on the slides, but if you would like to grab a Bible and turn along, we encourage you to do so. Our main scripture this morning will be Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And this morning we will be talking about spiritual foundations. Here in the parable, Jesus Christ says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. In verse number 26, it says, and everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So here Jesus paints us a really good picture of both spiritual and physical foundations that we have in this life. He likened the man who does the commandments of Jesus, he likened him unto a wise man who built his house on a rocky foundation. And he also told us about, he likened a foolish man who does not do the commandments of Jesus. He likened him unto a foolish man who built his house upon a sandy foundation, one that was not firm, and the house fell, and the fall of it was great. And so how can we apply this to our lives spiritually as Christians? This morning I want to look at a few things the Bible has to say about those who obey His Word, those who do not obey His Word, and I also want to look at why the house that was founded upon a rock did not fall down. And we'll talk about who we should build our spiritual foundation on as Christians this morning. So first, let's look at those who obey His Word. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, our reading, it said, those who hear the commandments of Jesus and do them will be a wise man who has built their house on a solid, rocky foundation. And the Bible, throughout the Bible, talks about people who decide to obey God's Word and why they are wise. But I want to look at a few things that we can find that would help us to build solid foundations in our Christian lives. In Matthew chapter 12, in verse number 50, Jesus says, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. In the context of this reading, some people were asking Jesus about his family. They were saying, well, here, Jesus, your mother's here, your brothers are here, and they want to talk to you. And he stops for a second, and he points towards his disciples, and he says that these are my brethren. And, you know, if we follow the commandments of Jesus and obey him, then we are considered Jesus' brother or his sister. And, you know, what better foundation could we have than being a part of the Lord's family? That's a pretty good start, if you ask me. It's to be a part of the family of Jesus Christ. That's a very good place to start your Christian foundation. And usually if you're in a family, you should love everyone in your family regardless. You should love people who aren't in your family as well. But if you want to be a part of Jesus' family, then you must love Him. And loving Him, we obey Him. John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's a pretty simple verse in itself. If you love Jesus, you will keep His commandments. And if you do not love Jesus, you will not keep His commandments. And that's a really big part of building our firm foundation as followers of Christ, is just simply loving Jesus, obeying His commandments. And that is how we love Him. Also, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 8 talks about those who obey the commandments of God. Proverbs chapter 10 verse number 8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." You know, it's a pretty simple principle. The wise will keep the commandments of God, but it says a prating fool shall fall. They will not keep the commandments of God. They will disobey Him and do otherwise. And this ties back to the house that fell, because those who decided not to build their house on a solid foundation were considered fools. And so are those who do not obey the Word of God are considered doing foolish things. Now, in Matthew 7 and 25 in the parable, it talks about the rains and the winds descending upon the house, but that house did not fall. What exactly is the wind and the rain in our spiritual lives? I think that we can turn to verses such as Acts 14 and 22 and talk about tribulations and endurance as Christians. I think that we can very much liken those two things together. Acts chapter 4 and verse number 22, it says, "Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God." Now, I understand that the tribulations that we face today are much different than people, especially back then. Their tribulations were probably much more physical and more harm to the body. I've never been beat up for being a Christian. That's never really been frowned upon by a lot of people that I know in my life. And so our tribulations are different. We may have to endure different things. Today it might be a more verbal tribulation perhaps than physical. But, you know, I hope that you can picture the idea. And, you know, whether it's temptations or, as we said, verbal tribulations, perhaps people calling us names that we don't appreciate. But, you know, we go through these types of things every single day. The winds and the rains will always come and beat upon our house. And so, in order to face those winds and rains, you know, we have to have firm foundations. The Bible talks quite a bit about enduring temptations. Another verse that mentions it is James chapter 1 and verse number 12. James chapter 1 and verse number 12. It said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. If you are able to endure the tribulations and temptations that you face from day to day, the Bible says that you will be blessed. You will be blessed with the crown of life. And, you know, there's really not a greater blessing that we can achieve than the crown of life, than being able to go to heaven. And, you know, that should be motivation for us to endure those winds and the rain that beat upon our spiritual lives. You know, we need to face those with Christ, and we need to be able to conquer those, because if we do, if we endure our temptations, then, you know, we can receive that crown of life, and that should be the thing that we strive for each and every day. Also, one more verse that talks a little bit about endurance. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 3. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Just another simple verse. We are told that we need to endure hardness. We need to endure tough times in life, whether it's temptation or tribulation. We need to be able to face those and overcome those things. He says that a good soldier of Jesus Christ would do so. And I know that each and every one of you want to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We all want to be effective in the kingdom of God. And in order to do so, we need to be able to endure the hardness that comes into our lives. We need to have that good foundation, and we need to stand firm and endure those tough times that may come to us. So what about those who do not obey the Word of God? You know, in the parable, Jesus likened those people to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the house didn't really stand a chance against the natures of earth. And so that house fell, it crumbled to the ground, and it was a great fall. So what else does the Bible have to say about those who do not obey the word of God, decide not to follow Christ or God? In Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse number 9, Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse number 9 says, "The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken, lo, they have rejected the word of God, and what wisdom is in them?" This is an interesting verse to me because it talks about wise men. It says that they are ashamed. They are dismayed. They have not followed the words of God. They have rejected the word of the Lord. And in the last few words of the verse, it asks, what wisdom is in them? Are they really wise? Are they really as smart as they think they are? Well, you know, if they're not following God, if we're not following God, then we don't really have any wisdom. We're like that foolish man who built his house upon the sand. You know, we're not choosing to follow God, and we're making foolish decisions with our lives. James chapter 2 and verse number 20. James chapter 2 verse number 20 says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Now, you may ask, well, what does this have to do with being a foolish man who builds his house on the sand? Well, you know, maybe you don't have to just completely reject Jesus. You don't have to just come out and say, you know, I don't believe in God or whatever. But, you know, you don't, I mean, you can also be a foolish man in a sense of, you know, believing in Jesus, believing that He is Christ, but just not doing His commandments, leaving things to be done undone. And, you know, a lot of the times I feel that way. I feel like I maybe don't try as hard as I should to be a better Christian each and every day or to spread the gospel to others. And in that sense, you know, we can be foolish people in doing so if we leave the things that need to be done undone. And I think that's important for us to think about. You know, if we're not following the commandments of Jesus in the way that we should, you know, maybe we need to reconsider and think about the things that we do from day to day. Also, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 26 through 31. We talked about how the house that was built on the sand will fall, and great is the fall of it. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. Sorry, the text is a little small. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. It says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." Verse number 29, "Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." You know, as Christians, we talked about, you know, how we can be caught off guard, how we can maybe not do the things that we need to do, that we can be foolishly following and not doing the commandments of God. You know, how great of a punishment will that be for those who know the Word of God and still decide to do things wrong willingly? No, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And if we don't build upon our spiritual foundation, if we don't build upon it solid rock, whether it's studying the Word daily or praying more to God, you know, our foundation can weaken as we go on through our journey if we don't do something in our Christian lives. And if we don't take action and do the things that we are told to do, then our spiritual home can have a great fall to it in the end. And I know that each and every one of our goal is to get to heaven, so we need to do the things that we need to do in order to build upon our spiritual foundation. So how come the house did not fall? The reason it did not fall is because it was built upon a rock. It had a firm foundation. And our faith can be the same for us if we make Christ our number one goal in life, our number one priority. And we build upon that spiritual foundation. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 7, Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 7 says, "Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Now we need to be those who are rooted up in Jesus and established in the faith. We need to continue searching the Scriptures. We need to continue praying to God each and every day. We need to do the things necessary for us to build a better foundation, to be established in the faith. We need to be rooted and built up in Him so that when trials and tribulations come and hard times, that our house will not fall over, that our house can stand strong, and that we can go on from day to day as Christians. Now, how can we build upon our spiritual foundation? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 17. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 17 says, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love." Now we need to allow Christ to dwell in our lives. We need to let Him dwell in us. And so that our faith and our love can be grounded deeper into the truth, so that we can have a more firm foundation. You know, we need to make more time for Christ than we do from day to day. I know that I can make the excuse pretty easily. I don't have much time. You know, I've got school, I've got work, or whatever the excuses may be. But all in all, I can make plenty of time for Christ. I can make plenty of time for God. I can make plenty of time for study and prayer. Sometimes it's difficult to do so, but we need to let Christ dwell in our lives. We need to make Him our top priority so that our spiritual foundation can be stronger, so that we can face those temptations and hard times. Also, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 15. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 15 says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." You know, we need to stand fast and hold on to the traditions that we've been taught. Not traditions taught by man, not traditions maybe of just our families, but we need to hold fast to the Word of God, to the commandments of Jesus that we have been taught. Like He said, whether by word or our epistle. In any way that we hear the Word of God and study, we need to hold fast to those things. We need to think about those things from day to day. We need to pray and we need to study so that our spiritual foundation can be built into a stronger one, so that maybe those temptations and hard times may not hit us as hard as they may if we have a weaker foundation. You know, we have read and talked about our spiritual foundation, and you know, how do you start to create a spiritual foundation in Jesus Christ? You know, you have to do a few things in order to begin your walk with Christ. But those things are simple things. You know, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be saved from your sins. If you repent and make a change in your life, then you can have forgiveness of sins. If you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can have forgiveness of sins. And if you are baptized into the blood of Christ, then you can have forgiveness of sins. You know, it may seem like a lot of steps, but it's a simple process.